Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's
happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. We're back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And I am the Small Business Advocate. And I'm here for you every day. And haven't been now for almost 15 years. This November will be 15 years that we've been broadcasting to talk to you about helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. And one of the ways we do that, besides the show, is our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. So please check that out when you get a chance. We update it every day. We built it. We maintain it. We update it just for you every day. So check it out. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Nicole Galinas is here. Nicole's a good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, Searle Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor to City Journal. After the Fall is her book, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. And we're talking about the Dodd-Frank bill and the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, which is one of the babies of Dodd-Frank. And the reason, Nicole, I'm glad you want to talk about this, is because there is a direct connection between Dodd-Frank and the survival, the health of every small business in America.
Oh yeah.
Because all you have to do, if you want to know what the direct connection is, go talk to your banker. And go visit your banker. Take your banker to lunch. Take the local independent community bank president to lunch. And they'll go with you. I promise you. They'll go with you. If you invite them to lunch, they'll go. And ask them about how Dodd-Frank is affecting their ability to serve not only consumers, but your small business. And how much of extra layers of regulation, unnecessary regulation, that are being laid on them on top of existing regulations that were already overburdening, and how this is affecting their ability to make loans to small businesses. Nicole, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. And consumer financial protection is a good example. You know, of course, everyone's heard the horror stories of people charged all of these overdraft fees or what have you. But a good deal of that problem is because the big banks are already kind of immune to some competitive forces. You know, mm-hmm. you've got a lot of people kind of have their choice among just a couple of big banks. If they're not happy with the overdraft fees and everything else, bank doesn't really care if they leave, and oftentimes there's nowhere to go. So if you really want to fix the problem of bad customer service, you fix the problem of the big bank, so that if they do have bad customer service and they lose a lot of their customers, they run the risk of failure. And mm-hmm. and that's not the case. Instead, we're just adding more regulations.
That's right.
And, you know, we're not even addressing these problems. The issue of overdraft fees was already addressed by the Federal Reserve before Dodd-Frank was signed into law, where they said the banks can no longer opt you in automatically. You have to opt yourself in explicitly to overdraft fees.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks can't order checks from the highest to lowest to maximize the fees. These things have been dealt with the Federal Reserve mm-hmm. and with civil litigation. And instead, we're just going to get a lot more compliance, you know, hundreds of pages of rulemaking, all kinds of new rules governing lending and so forth. And there's still going to be problems, because the biggest problem is just this massive entitlement of cheap middle-class debt. So it kind of misses the point. The biggest problems have already been fixed because they're pretty straightforward. Of course, there'll always be a new problem cropping up, but a giant new bureaucracy won't be able to.
Well, it's just like, let's look at Sarbanes-Oxley, Nicole. Sarbanes-Oxley, which happened in, what was it, 04? Sarbanes-Oxley was a reaction to WorldCom and Enron and Tyco and some of those failures, some of those meltdowns. It was a reaction to those kinds of executive abuses, right? And
yeah.
But here's the thing, Nicole. Every one of those infractions, every one of those abuses, every one of those crimes
that those people committed corporate crimes. They broke a law that was already on the books. That all they had to do was enforce it.
Yeah, and
Sarbanes-Oxley didn't contribute. In fact, what Sarbanes-Oxley did was to move, no telling how many IPOs, initial public offerings, overseas from New York.
Yep, that's true. And they kind of missed the point with that one, too, that back in Enron, there were a lot of warning signs about companies like Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, what the banks were helping this company to do.
Right.
And people kind of ignored the bank part, that the
right.
banks pretty much knew exactly what Enron was up to and thought it was perfectly normal. And that was the real problem, and no one wanted to touch that, so they kind of made an irrelevant law, and then 10 years later, or less than that, 5 years later, because it all started back in 2007, all of this stuff came back to bite us, that
That's
we
right.
hadn't fixed the financial industry at all.
And so this is an example. What we're talking about, folks, is an example, and Dodd-Frank is another one, is an example of how inept Washington is at solving problems. They typically create more problems than they solve. At least that's been my experience, my opinion, and my experience. Nicole, what do you think?
Yeah, I think what would be better for Washington to do is create very simple rules. You know, limit the borrowing that banks can do, and that way
right.
they'll be able to fail. Phase out Fannie and Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have government involved in the housing market. And by the way, this is middle-class entitlement. It has nothing to do with poor people.
Right. That's
the
exactly
biggest
right.
middle-class entitlement out there is cheap government-subsidized debt, and that's really what has
hold
to
Hold on
end.
To that thought. Manhattan-Institute.org and city-journal.org are the websites. Quick break. Right back with Nicole Galinas. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.